It's better to go wrong in your own way than to go right in someone else's. Fyodor Dostoevsky, the famous Russian author, said that. And I've been non-stop thinking about it for the past few months, and I just wanted to share this quick message, which I feel is encapsulated in that quote, which is, trust your wisdom. You have to trust your wisdom in life. Or the wisdom you feel is guiding you, which comes from a source where you don't know. You can't see that source. You don't know where it comes from. You have to trust your wisdom. Because if you ignore those whispers, soon enough they'll turn into a morbid screech of regret. And they'll turn to poison. You have to listen to your wisdom in life. And you have to understand that your wisdom might lead you down dark paths. Paths of uncertainty. Paths where you feel you've taken 10 steps backwards. 10 steps backwards. But that is so much better than listening to the ideas and idealizations and opinions and easily won advice from other people who are just seeing your problems and your situation through the lens of their own worldview. There's so many different ways of saying this. To make the worst decision, ask everyone's opinion. Never take advice from someone you wouldn't trade places with. If the path in front of you is clear, then it's probably someone else's. If you're being praised for what you're doing, then take that as feedback that you're doing the wrong thing. Some form or another, they've been said by Nietzsche, Jung, Joseph Campbell, no matter who it is, the message is the same. Trust your wisdom. And what that sounds like to other people, you know, in a way that you communicate it to the ones who are invested in your life and who feel a part of your decisions, and even admitting it to yourself, it sounds like, look, I'm going to trust my wisdom here. And I know you're all saying that I need to do this thing. I know you're all saying that this is the best path for me. But I need to trust my wisdom here. And look, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it and I'll hold my hands up and say, I made the wrong decision. But I have to trust my wisdom here. And I can't follow what you're telling me to do because I'm being guided by another source. That's all you have to communicate to yourself and other people whenever you're unsure of something in your life. And if you want a little bit more of a practical exercise to do here, something I did when it comes to, you know, figuring out whether you should make a decision in life or what have you, there's a quick tool you can use to understand how to make better decisions going forward. You can do it on a piece of paper or you can just think about it now. But if you're doing it on a piece of paper, then just draw two columns with a column at the top. Left-hand column, just write down the title of worst decisions I've ever made. Other column, best decisions I've ever made. In the left-hand column, just think about the three worst decisions, in your opinion, you've made in your life up until this point. And then on the other hand, don't know whose coat that is. Dirty rag. Might be in watch right now. In the other column, write down the three best decisions you feel you've ever made in your life. And write them down. And once you have them on that piece of paper, look at them, one column by column. And for your worst decisions, just have a look at the themes amongst all of them. Where were you? Who was you with? What state was you in? Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Whose voices were you listening to? And then do the exact same for the three best decisions you feel you've ever made in life. And I don't know what your answers will be, but I can share mine with you. When I'd done this exercise 3 years ago and it completely changed my life. My three worst decisions I've ever made in my life, which one of them involved a romantic relationship, the other involved a familial relationship with someone in my family, and then the other one, I can't remember exactly what it was. But the themes amongst my worst decisions were, I was always excited to make the decision. Excitement always accompanied me before ruin. Second of all, my mental health was always in a really, really bad state. Always. I felt depleted, and I felt as if making this decision would lift me out of how I've currently felt. It was relief. And then the third theme for my worst decisions is, I was always listening to the advice and opinions of other people, and I was using them as a guide for this decision. My three best decisions, however, the themes amongst them were, my mental health was always in a good place, most of the time. I had no idea whether it would work out. And I was always afraid. Always. Always afraid. You know, whether it was the decision at 18 to go travelling around Europe, to move back from Poland when I was living there, going back to the UK, and then the third decision, whatever it was. The themes were always the same. I had no idea whether it would work out. I couldn't see how it would work out. I felt uncertain, I felt unclear as to what would come after this decision. And also, everyone disagreed with me, with my best decisions. Whenever I was about to make them, I remember talking to the people in my life about them, or not talking to them about it as if trying to get counsel, but I remember they would hear what I was about to do and they'd be like, what are you doing? You're an idiot. Why would you do that? Because they wanted safety for me. But again, in those moments, I chose to listen to my wisdom, which was, look, you think this is a wrong decision for me, but I feel like it's what I have to do right now. So maybe give that a go and have a think about what your themes are. And trust your wisdom, please. Because the opposite is regret. It really is. Trust the wisdom that guides you. And trust that you can't always see how it's going to work out right now. As long as you're following your wisdom, whether it works out or not, you've already won because you've trusted it. And if you're wrong, and if it was the wrong decision, you hold your hands up and you say, I made the wrong decision, but I had to make it because it was coming from my wisdom. And allow the other people in your life to make decisions from their wisdom as well, even if they're right or wrong decisions in your point of view. Give them the autonomy and the spiritual space to connect with their wisdom and make decisions from that place. And respect whatever their wisdom calls them to decide upon. You can give your opinions, of course. You can say, I don't think this is the best decision for you, but you understand that at the end of the day, they pull the trigger. It's up to them. So it's better to go wrong in your own way than to go right in someone else's. Every time. Nice tree. See ya.